It's our final round of Coach's Insight programs here, and it starts tonight on Care 93.7 as the high school basketball season winds down this week with sub-state tournaments beginning next week. And we'll start here with Atchison and joined now by girls basketball coach Nick Rebant, presented by Amberwell Health. It's been a tale of two halves, Coach. Your team has played much better here in the second half of the season. That continued Tuesday night with a big win at KC Washington. It was a 62-11 final. Boy, how impressive was that on Tuesday?
The girls came out and played well. We lost a tough one Friday, and we challenged ourselves a little bit. I came up in practice, and I needed to do better as a coach is what I told them, and I wanted them to do better as players. Those weeks are always good to come out. You know, you can learn from losses as well. And they came out last night and showed me that they learned quite a bit. So it was fun.
And you will have one more regular season game on Friday against Schlegel before you get set for sub-state tournaments next week. Now, nothing's really set yet, and there's a lot of parity in the middle of the 4A East bracket. And it's really hard to kind of talk about right now because, you know, depending on what happens Friday and everybody else, you know, it could be a whole number of different things that could shape out as far as the first round of sub-state next week. But as again, this is our final time talking, and we appreciate it as always. I just wanted to get a general sense of the season as a whole, just kind of the expectations coming in. You know, some players, did they exceed expectations? Who stood out to you? Just a general thought on how 22-23 has played out so far.
You know, everybody knows that the season started off rough for us. It didn't start out the way we wanted to. Injury, sickness. We just never could get our team together at one time, it seemed like. And then we came together in the second half. And, you know, leaders like Presley Simpson, who's a junior, she's been a part of it all year long. She hasn't missed a game. She's really battled through and got the other girls to battle through. And then we were fortunate enough to pick up a freshman at semester who has come in and made a difference in Antille Snoddy. You know, she has a basketball IQ that has just risen the other girls' basketball IQs on our team. She's made us such a better team, and we've really just gelled together. Everybody's learning their role and learning how to play within the system. And like I said, if we win Friday, we get a chance to finish out the season 11-4 in our last 15, which is something at the beginning of the year we probably wouldn't have been talking about. So it's been fun.
Let's talk about just kind of the expectations moving forward. Schlegel on Friday, how key is it going to be to keep that momentum rolling, get a win, and obviously keep that momentum riding high going into sub-state next week?
That's going to be a big one for us. We get that win. I think that should secure the 9 seed for us, the way it's looking, and it may be a trip to Ottawa. That's kind of what I'm planning on right now. That's kind of where our scout and stuff has been headed towards. And that's a team that we played this year. Again, we went down and played them with 6 girls. Wasn't our full complement of players. So it's exciting to go back and have an opportunity maybe to go play that game with our full team.
Yeah, for sure. Ottawa, again, that was back in early December. Again, as you mentioned, it was a time where dealing with sickness and girls not being there, just it was kind of a tough start to the year. And what would be maybe the biggest difference outside of being fully healthy, I guess maybe more like schematically, maybe the difference between your team now and earlier in the year?
Oh, now we can play pressure. We're to that place now where we like to pressure teams. We want to bring it to them, and we play fast. Back then we couldn't. You know, like with 6 girls, we had to kind of manage minutes and try to not wear them out for the end of the game. Still, we're tired by the end of the game. But, you know, full complement of players. And with what we like to play, it's going to make a huge difference for us, I feel like.
Atchison girls basketball coach Nick Rebant joining us one final time here in 22-23. Win number 10 on Tuesday. They can wrap up the regular season with an 11th win against Schlegel on Friday. And as you mentioned, again, could be a potential matchup and a trip to Ottawa in the first round of sub-state. But we'll see how things shape out, and we should know those brackets by the end of the weekend. Coach, thanks again for your time throughout the course of the year. We appreciate it very much. Good luck the rest of the way, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Brandon, and we appreciate what you guys do for the surrounding area in basketball.